With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries' magic minute entered hour nine, but has just ended, with the House now on the verge of passing President Trump's big, beautiful bill. More from Bernie Bennett.
House Republicans early Thursday morning advanced President Trump's big, beautiful bill, teeing up a final vote after a marathon day of negotiations and a dramatic overnight vote. But before the House could take a final vote, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries got a so-called magic minute, an unlimited amount of time to argue against the bill on the House floor. Earlier in the morning, Speaker Mike Johnson kept the procedural vote open for almost 6 hours as GOP leaders persuaded holdout Republican members to vote in favor of it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
It's something President Trump has lobbied for.
The president has urged European nations to take a larger role in helping Ukraine battle the Russians. Now, Ukraine is pursuing plans for joint weapons production with its European allies. The move comes as the U.S., concerned about depletion of its own weapon stockpiles, postpones shipments of arms to Ukraine. That decision by the U.S. has ratcheted up the pressure on the Europeans to do more to help their neighbor in need. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Supreme Court agreeing to review a case on transgender students' participation in school sports. The justices said they will be reviewing lower court rulings in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. That case highlights a broader national debate over transgender rights, with more than two dozen states enacting laws restricting transgender women and girls from participating in certain sports. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 344 points. This is SRN News. A warning from Dr. Ben Carson, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The former Republican presidential candidate says the fact that America's political and cultural landscape is chaotic is not a coincidence. During an interview on the Alan Jackson podcast, Carson says spiritual forces are at work, adding, quote, "The Bible says in the latter times this is what's going to happen." He also urges Christians to be about the work of the gospel no matter what's going on in the country, seeking to, quote, "save as many as possible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman. The school says it also will apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The move's part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. This is SRN News. Another vehicle recall, this time from Ford.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because a software defect can cause the rearview camera to fail, increasing the risk of a crash and injury. Ford told U.S. highway safety regulators that the camera can either display a blank image or that the image may remain on the display after the driver finishes backing up, causing a distraction. Dealerships will eventually update the camera software free of charge. Owner notification letters are expected to be mailed by July 28th. Keith Peters, Washington.
Del Monte Foods filing for bankruptcy protection. The 139-year-old California company is best known for its canned fruits and vegetables, which recently have seen sales slide. Del Monte has secured $912.5 million in debtor-in-possession financing that will allow it to operate normally during the sales process. More details at srnnews.com.